Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, September 17th. A third of a century ago, we knew of only two solar system bodies beyond the orbit of Neptune, Pluto and its largest moon. Today, the known population of such bodies is in the thousands, and quite a few of them are in the same class as Pluto itself, dwarf planets. One of the newest members of that class is 2017 OF201. It was discovered in 2017. A recent study found that it may be about a third the size of Pluto. If so, then it most likely would qualify as a dwarf planet. The object follows a highly elongated orbit around the Sun. It ranges from about 45 times to 1,600 times the distance from Earth to the Sun. And it takes almost 25,000 years to complete a single orbit. Today, it's about 90 times the Earth-Sun distance and moving outward. Before long, it'll be so remote that not even the biggest telescopes can see it. Researchers say the object could be bad news for a possible Planet Nine. Studies of other objects in the outer solar system suggest that some of them may have been pushed around by the gravity of a much larger planet. That body could be a planet roughly 5 to 10 times the mass of Earth, orbiting far from the Sun. But the orbit of 2017 OF201 shows no influence of such a planet. There's a lot to be done to understand the orbits of the bodies in the outer solar system and use them to pinpoint a possible planet far from the Sun. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.